Westlock. A 25-year-old woman who went on a drunken rampage at the Fawcett Husky gas station in late summer 2020 faces a suspended sentence, fines, and will have to write an apology letter to the staff she traumatized. Appearing in Westlock Provincial Court March 23 via CCTV from the Edmonton Remand Center, Cassandra Lena Turinjo pleaded guilty to assault, downgraded from assault with a weapon, mischief under $5,000, and failing to attend court, while additional counts of assault with a weapon, fraudulently obtaining food, beverage or accommodation and failing to attend court were withdrawn. Judge Rosanna Saccomanni agreed to a joint sentence submission from Crown Prosecutor Anthony Estefan and defense lawyer Richard Forbes that'll see Turinjo serve an 18-month suspended sentence that includes probation, with a number of conditions including a weapons ban, and pay $500 in fines. With Turinjo currently behind bars on St. Albert and Edmonton charges, she'll work the time off and serve 5 additional days in jail. While Judge Saccomanni waived the victim fine surcharge, she did order Turinjo, who says she has no memory of the crime, to write an apology letter to the gas station staff, who were just doing their jobs, as her actions have caused them enormous fear. Forbes said alcohol has been an issue for some time for Turinjo, who had been applying to enter a residential treatment program in Calgary and get on a treatment track. Forbes also noted Turinjo had waived her right to a GLADU report and that there was a history of residential schools in her family. You've indicated today that you don't want to go back to jail, and the only way that's going to happen is if you address your alcohol and drug addictions, said Judge Saccomanni. I'm sorry that you've had a terrible upbringing. Most people that come before the court have circumstances similar to yours. I want you in your letter to tell them, the victims, about your upbringing and to apologize. That's important because they need to heal from this as well. Estefan told court that around 1:20 p.m., August 16, 2020, RCMP were called to the Fawcett Husky. Turinjo was initially arrested by police for mischief, who then learned from staff that she had gone into the kitchen and broken multiple bottles of booze. During the investigation, police also learned she had been stashing bottles of liquor, plus assorted other items, near the back door in an attempt to steal them. Her drunken rampage ended with her throwing lighters at the front counter staffer after being told to leave. Turinjo's other guilty plea related to her missed September 30, 2020, court appearance. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.